free, 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Russian leaders not happy about a list of Russian officials and Russian businessmen that's been published by the United States as part of a sanctions law to retaliate for Russian interference in the 2016 election. The list including people with very close ties to the Kremlin. The White House otherwise, though, opting not to issue new sanctions against the people on the list despite the new law. The State Department saying just publishing that list has been acting as a deterrent. CIA Director Mike Pompeo saying he does fully expect that Russia will target the U.S. midterm elections later this year as part of the Kremlin's ongoing attempts to influence domestic politics across the West.
This threat's not going to go away. The Russians have been at this a long time, and I fully expect they'll continue to be at it.
Pompeo also telling the BBC in that interview that the Chinese also pose a threat of equal concern, and he says they are very active with world-class cyber capability. Next time you're online, look for us at usaradio.com.
Hey, it's Brandon. I'm trying to get you to stick to your New Year's resolution. If you want to do anything well, it all starts with getting a good night's rest. The folks at MyPillow want to help you get that deep sleep you need. That's why they extended their best offer ever through January. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. But you only have 2 weeks left to order, so do this right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. And be sure to use the promo code USA to get this offer.
O.J. Simpson's money is being targeted by some lawyers in L.A. The attorney for Fred Goldman, whose son was killed in 1994, along with O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, is planning to ask a judge shortly that Simpson hand over all future money he makes from any celebrity appearances or autographing sports memorabilia to satisfy the judgment in the wrongful death lawsuit concerning Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson. It now exceeds $70 million. Simpson was acquitted of two counts of murder for the deaths in 1994, but a civil court jury found him liable and ordered him to pay $33 million two decades ago. It's been 5 decades since the Viet Cong and North Vietnamese forces began what many historians call the turning point in the Vietnam War, and USA Radio's John Clemens has more on that story.
The Tet Offensive began on January 30th, 1968, with heavy losses on both sides, and at one point, provincial capitals were overrun, falling into communist hands. For people like Patrick Goodrow, who served with the U.S. Marine Corps, it seemed like a never-ending, escalating conflict.
When Vietnam first started out, I went in with the first troops. We were tasked with providing airport security for Da Nang Air Base to free up Vietnamese troops to go out and fight the communists. And pretty soon we were out fighting with them.
I'm John Clemens.
And a ratings low for the Grammys on Sunday night, 24% below last year's level. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Penn. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! And today we're talking China. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. Joining me at the 50-caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's going on, Josh?
Well, I'm just waiting for a break in the clouds, Colonel. I've been trying to take my FAA practical exam for my private pilot license for a couple of weeks now, and I just can't seem to get much help from Mother Nature. So we'll see how it goes in the coming weeks, and I'll keep you posted when I become the newest pilot in the good old U.S. of A.
Good to hear, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks content. We'll hear from him as he shares some warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here looking strong and serious. What's going on, Skip?
Well, Colonel, I'm always strong and I'm always serious, but I don't always look that way. But I got to tell you, I'm a little under the weather today. I have a little touch of vertigo. I don't know if it's the flu that's going around. I think it's an inner ear infection.
Would it do any good for me to smack you up alongside the head?
If you want me to fall on the floor, yeah, for
will
the count,
it knock
yeah
out one ear? Just don't say I didn't offer. Well, here's what we have for you today. A news and comment by the Colonel. I'm going to suggest that our nation needs a border wall along the Mexican border. And why? Steve Mosier is the leading authority on China. He's published a book, Bully of Asia. It's about why China's dream is the new threat to world order. So we're going to talk China. Then Kathy Mahoney, who's the president of the Spartan Nash Division, MDV, will discuss how MDV supports military commissaries around the world, and they're the major supporter of Honor and Remember. They do a lot to honor vets. Then Army vet Tom Jones will share about the David Polly Classic.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Well, now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. What's first, Josh? NFL?
The National Football League has told AmVets that its patriotic ad that encourages people to stand for the American flag and national anthem will not be allowed in their Super Bowl. AmVets had been solicited by the NFL to place an ad in the Super Bowl 52 program. When the submitted advertisement included a two-word message, #PleaseStand, the NFL declined. So AmVets National Commander Marion Polk wrote a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, stating, "It's a simple, polite request that represents the sentiment of our membership, particularly those whose missing or paralyzed limbs preclude standing. Freedom of speech works both ways. We respect the rights of those who choose to protest, as these rights are precisely what our members have fought and in many cases, died for." Polk continued, "But imposing corporate censorship to deny that same right to those veterans who have secured it for us all is reprehensible and totally beyond the pale." NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy told Army Times that the advertisement program is designed for fans to commemorate and celebrate the game, players, teams, and the Super Bowl. It's never been a place for advertising that could be considered by some as a political statement. The AmVets chief noted the irony that the NFL continues to claim that the anti-American protests by millionaire players on the field represents free speech, even as the league denies free speech to AmVets. Notably, AmVets said the same #PleaseStand ad was accepted by the National Hockey League and Major League Baseball for inclusion in their All-Star Games programs.
The only logical conclusion is that the NFL is hostile to patriotism and respect for our flag. Troops, take whatever action you think is appropriate. You know I want nothing to do with them.
Relatedly, a new report says that the NFL has 23 million fewer viewers for this year's playoff action. Outkick the Coverage's Clay Travis took a look at the TV ratings and found that every game was down by millions of viewers, and ratings fell to a 10-year low. Travis said that each of this year's playoff games has lost over a million-plus viewers, with the biggest loser being the Saints-Vikings game, which lost an incredible 13 million. Travis said this is a total decline of 23.3 million viewers from last year. It's a 10-year low. Viewership numbers differ from source to source. In other readings of the ratings, the first round of playoffs declined 13% over last year. But with whatever analysis is done, all show a negative viewership trend. The quality of the games doesn't seem to have been a factor, as most of the games were competitive. But the NFL has lost a large number of fans, who checked out during the regular season and didn't return for the postseason. In another analysis, it appears that NFL viewership has collapsed with older white viewers. In the analysis released by Nielsen, viewership among white people is down in every single demographic, and viewership was also down among all adults of every ethnicity and gender. Indeed, Nielsen found no growth in any demo, and all are down between 8 and 20%. With the data finding that older white viewers led the way in abandoning the NFL between 2015 and 2018, note that this major decline occurred during the period of the player protests against our country, during the playing of the national anthem. Many say the decline is no accident, and that it is a response to the player protests.
Since the NFL encourages, or at least accepts, disrespect for our nation, our flag, and our veterans, I encourage everyone to ignore the NFL. I love America.
Staff Sergeant Christopher Lewis said it's not some place you try to be as a JTAC. It's what Lewis, a combat controller assigned to the 23rd Special Tactics Squadron at Hurlburt Field in Florida, remembers as he jumped on the back of his team's gun truck, exposed to ISIS fire just outside Mosul on October 20th, 2016. Since the truck's 50-caliber machine gun jammed, someone had to operate it. Lewis did just that while calling in airstrikes that would rain down bombs within 400 meters of his team's position. This month, Lewis was awarded the Silver Star for his actions while engaged in the 10-hour-long firefight during the Mosul offensive. Lewis, a Joint Terminal Attack Controller who was featured in the Air Force's 2017 Portraits and Courage program, was embedded with a Navy SEAL team along Kurdish Peshmerga forces for the mission. Lieutenant General Brad Webb, commander of Air Force Special Operations Command, said during Lewis's ceremony at Hurlburt Field, quote, "We're reminded that heroes walk amongst us," end quote. Lewis, age 27, is the 43rd recipient of the military's third highest valor award for the command since the attacks of September 11, 2001.
Job well done, Sergeant Lewis. You saw a need and did the job. That's what marks you as a real pro.
Earlier this month, the Chinese government accused the U.S. of trespassing in its territorial waters when one of our guided missile destroyers sailed near a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang said China would take necessary measures to protect its sovereignty after the Arleigh Burke-class destroyer USS Hopper sailed within 12 nautical miles of Scarborough Shoal without China's permission. Scarborough is a tiny, uninhabited reef that China seized from the Philippines in 2012. Known in Chinese as Huangyan Island, it's about 120 miles west of the Philippine island of Luzon and about 370 miles southeast of China. A Chinese military defense spokesman said that a Chinese missile frigate moved to identify and verify the U.S. warship and warned it to leave the area. The Chinese Defense Ministry responded in a statement on its website saying, "We hope that the U.S. respects China's sovereignty, respects the efforts by regional countries, and do not make trouble out of nothing." The South China Sea has crucial shipping lanes, rich fishing grounds, and potential oil, gas, and other mineral deposits. China claims virtually the entire South China Sea and has carried out extensive land reclamation work on many of the islands and reefs it claims, equipping some with airstrips and military installations. The U.S. does not claim territory there, but declared it has a national interest in ensuring that the territorial disputes there are resolved peacefully in accordance with international law. The U.S. Navy regularly sails through the area to assert freedom of navigation. Lieutenant Commander Nicole Schwegman, a spokeswoman for our Navy's Pacific Fleet, said after China's claims, quote, "The United States conducts routine and regular phone ops, as we have done in the past and will continue to do so in the future." A phone op is the military's term for freedom of navigation operations. Commander Schwegman said such operations are not about any one country. nor are they about making political statements. Instead, they aim to demonstrate our commitment to uphold the rights, freedoms, and lawful uses of the sea and airspace guaranteed to all nations under international law.
And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Front Lines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. And then we'll talk China with Steve Mosier. At East Troops, take a break. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Neighborhood Community Watch was established by the National Sheriff's Association back in 1972 in response to the rising crime of the 1960s. You can form your own Neighborhood Crime Watch by logging in to www.nnw.org. Above all else, get to know your neighbors and work together as a community. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
Investors, you know the age-old rule about diversifying your investments. That's because they all take turns rising and falling. And with the stock market long-tooth rally, we are all talking about not if, but when it falls. So what might be a good hedge? Well, gold has been the choice of many investors since forever. And furthermore, if you want to diversify your IRA, you need a trustee that not only allows it, but has experience, has been offering gold in IRAs for years, also silver. Check out Gold Goliath. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Ask them the tough questions. Call them at 800-517-3195 to get the information you need to make an informed decision about adding gold or silver to your IRA. Call Gold Goliath at 800-517-3195. That's 800-517-3195 or online at goldgoliath.com.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are information and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and the fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you can continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. It's clear to me that one of the major future threats to our nation is terrorism here in the United States. Whether the terrorists are radicals recruited by ISIS on the internet, or homegrown American haters like Antifa, or importers across our borders illegally or as refugees, this is the looming threat to we citizens. One of the things that is long past overdue to protect us is securing our borders, specifically our southern border. Remember that much of Mexico is not controlled by the Mexican national government. Drug cartels rule much of that nation. So we definitely need what our president has called for from the beginning, a wall along our southern border. You may or may not know that contractors have built a number of prototypes in San Diego. Many of them are 30 feet tall. They've used a variety of materials. Military Special Forces based in Florida and U.S. Customs and Border Protection Special Units spent 3 weeks trying to breach and scale the 8 models using jackhammers, saws, torches, and other tools and climbing devices. A Customs and Border Protection report on the tests identifies strengths and flaws of each design but does not pick an overall winner or rank them, though it does point to see-through steel barriers topped by concrete as the best overall design. The agency said in its bidding guidelines that a minimum height of 18 feet would be a key characteristic. Ronald Vitero, the agency's acting deputy commissioner, said after viewing the prototypes in October that he was struck by the 30-foot heights, which are significantly higher than existing barriers. Taller barriers are undoubtedly more effective, but whether the cost is justified will be up for debate. The report favors using steel at ground level because agents can see what is happening on the other side and holes can be more easily patched, the official said. With concrete, large slabs have to be replaced for even a small breach, which is time-consuming and expensive. Topping the steel with smooth concrete surfaces helps prevent climbing. The administration had asked for $1.6 billion this year to build or replace 74 miles of barriers in Texas's Rio Grande Valley and San Diego, and plans for another request, another $1.6 billion next year. A proposal by Customs and Border Protection calls for spending $18 billion over 10 years to extend barriers and cover nearly half the border. The agency proposes 316 miles of additional barriers by September 2027, bringing a total coverage to 970 miles. It also seeks 407 miles of replacement or secondary fencing. You know, our border with Mexico is almost 2,000 miles long and features daunting geographical terrain, including remote mountains, deserts, and densely vegetated riverine areas. We deploy a wide variety of technology here, including fixed towers and ground radar, infrared cameras, mobile systems with similar capabilities, and underground sensors, to name a few. However, each of these systems has its flaws, and there are not nearly enough of them deployed to provide comprehensive surveillance over the entire border. I'm assuming that these projects also are looking at dealing with tunneling under our border, too. I expect that we have sensors that can detect such activity. There are more Border Patrol agents deployed along the southwest border than ever before, roughly 18,000, despite some very real challenges with hiring enough agents to keep up with attrition. But factoring in the length of the border, the need to run 3 or 4 shifts a day in order to maintain 24-hour operation, and the fact that some remote areas of the border can be hours away from the nearest town, it is impossible to have agents deployed over all parts of the border at all times. Thus, there are areas with the border where authorities lack real-time understanding of how many people enter the U.S. illegally. We already have permanent walls and fences in the highest traffic areas, and alone they have proven to be unsuccessful. Between 2010 and 2015, the current 654-mile pedestrian wall was breached 9,287 times. We should have increased the use of modern technology, including cameras, fixed towers, and aerial and underground sensors. You know, violent drug cartels are using more modern technology to breach our border than we are using to secure it. Customs and Border Protection staffing shortages further jeopardize our national and economic security. While the number of Border Patrol agents doubled from 2004 to 2011, the number of Border Patrol agents has declined from over 21,000 in 2011 to just over 19,000 in 2017. According to the Office of the Inspector General's special report, they project an annual attrition rate of 6%, about 1,380 losses per year, for Border Patrol law enforcement positions. One would guess that this is a problem of unrealistic working conditions, knowing that their efforts are only minimally successful, and perhaps leadership. Certainly it reflects the Obama administration's positions on basically an open border with illegal immigrants granted priority over Border Patrol agents. I'm sure that issue is resolved. It's going to take quite a number of years to get that border secure. We'd better get started, and it seems that we are. This is good for America. And those are my comments. This is Colonel Denny Gillen. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. He's going to talk about BAH that military folks get. Go for it, Roland.
Basic Allowance for Housing, or BAH, which is paid to over 950,000 service members who live off base in the U.S., had only a modest increase on January 1st due to the fourth year of what's called an allowance dampening formula. The average increase is only 0.7%, or about $10 a month. Actual BAH increases for individuals will vary widely based upon where they're assigned, their pay grade, and whether they have a family. But military folks assigned to 128 of 301 military housing areas will see no housing allowance increase in 2018 because their local BAH rates actually fell. However, thanks to a rate protection rule, no current recipients will see their BAH allowances fall in 2018, unless, of course, they've moved to a new locale, are demoted, or saw their dependency status change. For a fourth straight year, BAH adjustments will not quite keep pace with the rise of military rents and utility costs because the DOD is implementing a five-year plan to hold down the cost of stateside housing allowances. This dampening of the rates by 1% a year will continue through 2019, when recipients will be paying 5% of off-base rental expenses out of pocket. This 2018 absorption rate means monthly housing allowances will be between $51 and $117 short of covering the average rent and utility costs. You see, due to tight times for defense budgets, DOD officials had urged Congress to allow BAH to fall through 2019 so the savings could be diverted to other readiness needs. The plan was to raise members' out-of-pocket rental costs to 5%. Plus, they want to save another 1% by excluding the rental insurance rate from the calculations. BAH started back in the late 1990s, and the rates were set to only cover 80% of the average rental cost. However, starting in 2000, BAH grew. In 2018, BAH payments will total $20.9 billion, with an average BAH nationwide of $1,839 for members with dependents and $1,493 for members without dependents. The typical mid-grade enlisted with dependents saw their BAH rise on January 1st by $19 a month, and a typical junior officer without dependents by $16 a month. Although BAH hasn't really seen an increase, between the 2018 2.4 pay increase and the tax reductions that the president recently signed, our military members still should see much more money in their bank accounts this year. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. You're one amazing guy. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, China expert Steve Mosher will discuss, yep, China. Then we're going to talk about how our military commissaries are supplied. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You are standing tall with the Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, we're doing pull-ups. Start with a dozen, then stand at ease. Spartan Nash is proud to sponsor Frontlines of Freedom. As the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and exchanges in the world, our MDV military division exists to serve our military heroes and their families, both at home and abroad.
We see firsthand the sacrifices made to protect our freedoms, and it's our privilege to serve those who served at our 159 retail grocery stores and 2,100 independent locations in 47 states.
Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at FisherHouse.org.
USA Radio News.
The indications are that he's not going to exercise that. And I would just tell my fellow citizens, if you're interested in whether or not the dossier was used in court proceedings and you're interested in whether or not it was funded by a political opponent, then you'll want to see the memo.
Those are the comments of Trey Gowdy regarding the FBI and the FISA Act. Now, the president does have until 5 days to agree to let the public take a look at this document. Congressman Gowdy does believe that will happen, although the Democrats, he said, did everything in their power to keep this memo from seeing the light of day.
My Democrat colleagues didn't want us to find this information. They did everything they could to keep us from finding this information.
We're hearing President Donald Trump will lay out an optimistic vision for the United States and what the White House is calling a unifying address during his first State of the Union address tonight. We're hearing about 10 to 15 Democrats do plan on boycotting the State of the Union tonight. For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100inchamber.org.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. As regular listeners know, I consider China to be the major external threat to our nation. I'm delighted to welcome to the show a real China expert, Steve Mosher, also a Navy vet. Steve has written a book about China, The Bully of Asia. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Steve.
No, it's good to be here, Colonel.
So you were in the Navy. When were you in? How long you serve? And I think you got some kids in the service, too, don't you?
Well, I do. I'm quite proud of the fact I have four sons in the military now, one a midshipman at the Merchant Marine Academy, one with the Navy helicopter squadron in Okinawa, and two in the Army, two Army officers, junior officers. So they sort of followed in their father's footsteps. I enlisted after high school and was in the tail end of the Vietnam War as an officer in the U.S. Navy with the 7th Fleet. That, of course, sparked my interest in things Asian and, of course, the center of Asia, the geopolitical center of Asia, is China, which now wants to become the geopolitical center of the world.
Well, they thought they were the geopolitical center of the world for over 1,000 years, if you go back a ways, didn't they?
Well, they did. And the fact of the matter is, until 1820, China had the largest economy, the largest military, and, of course, the largest population, which it still has today.
And much of what I'm saying now I learned from reading your book. But they have virtually always been a dictatorship of one sort or another, haven't they? There's no trace of democracy there.
No. You know, we have in China, we have the world's great alternative civilization to the West. Now, in the West, we know the last 2,000 years we've left barbarism behind, largely due to the beneficent influence of Christianity. We've come to respect human rights. We've come to see power devolve to the people in many countries. We have a lot of work to do still in that regard, but we've moved in the direction of respect for the fundamental human dignity of every human being. China moved in the opposite direction, and it moved in the opposite direction a long time ago. 2,500 years ago, China had a 500-year war. Now, we had a 100-year war in the West. China has 5 centuries of constant warfare, bloody warfare, with battles involving hundreds of thousands of troops. And the end result of that was that China developed a bureaucratic totalitarian system of government, that led to the unification of China under the first emperor of the Qin dynasty, Qin Shi Huangdi, we call him, first emperor of the Qin dynasty, in 220 BC. And that guy had everything in place that we associate with modern totalitarian communist dictatorships. He had a secret police. He had political commissars in the military. He had a mutual surveillance and informer network. He used brutal penalties on people who opposed his rule. He had absolute control of the economy. Everybody reported to him. He was considered to be literally a god. That form of government, which precedes Marxist-Leninism by 2,000 years, is still in place in China today. So what we're facing in China is something that we didn't even see in Russia during the days of the Soviet Union. We see an ancient form of totalitarianism, dictatorial rule that has survived into the present day. And it's a harsh rule. It's harsh not just for its own people, but very much so for China's neighbors, and I'm afraid for the world at large.
So that's China's culture. So the China standard for Chinese people throughout history and alive today is we're the most important country in the world, and we are all powerful, and the way we handle things, the way everything should be handled is, for lack of a better word, dictatorially. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Americans look back to our founding documents, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. Chinese leaders, like the current head of China, Xi Jinping, look back to the founding documents of China that date back 2,500 years. And these are, you know, the Sun Tzu, we call them, the Art of War. These are the ancient writings of the bureaucratic totalitarians, call it legalists in China. You know, because Chinese characters haven't changed, the Chinese are still using what we should call hieroglyphics. You know, they're ideographs. The language hasn't changed that much in 2,000 years. So people today can read those ancient texts. And so they're living documents in China. And so when someone like Xi Jinping thinks about how he ought to rule China, he looks back to Mao Zedong, the first Red Emperor. But then he looks further back to the first emperor of the Qin dynasty 2,000 years ago. And he says, aha, that's the way we control the people. That's the way we dominate society. That's the way we control the economy. And that's what I'm going to do as well. So they're following a very ancient and very ominous pattern in China. And it doesn't bode well for our relations with China. We get it so wrong. You see, I wrote a book years ago called China Misperceived. Well, we're still misperceiving China. But now it's a lot larger and a lot more powerful than it was 20 years ago. We think of China as a communist country. It's really a communism with Chinese characteristics is what they call their ideology. And it is really a form of fascism where the government controls the economy indirectly and directly in some cases. We think of China as a nation state. China isn't a nation state like any other. It's an empire that survived into the modern age and it has no natural boundaries. We call China's leader, Xi Jinping, president. He's not just a president. He's the new Red Emperor. He's the generalissimo of the army. He's the head of the government, of course, as president, but he's also the head of the Chinese Communist Party. So he's everything rolled into one. So we can't look at China and use our familiar categories because it is something unique in the world today.
Yes, sir. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing China with China expert and Navy vet Steve Mosier. Steve, there's been, you mentioned fascism. There's been other kinds of dictatorships in the world. And there's one way of thinking is that all dictatorships are the same. And one of the things that is pretty much common in all dictatorships, there's not one person with power. There's one person at the head, but he has got a dozen or 100 or 1,000 people around him who are his support group who actually help him implement that power. That's true in China, I'm sure.
Well, the Communist Party, Chinese Communist Party, is the largest political party in the world. It now has about 90 million members. And, of course, they joined the party for reasons of personal advancement. And so Xi Jinping does have a huge political mob to assist him in carrying out his policies. But make no mistake about it, this guy, President Xi Jinping, the new Red Emperor, as I call him, is in control of China in a way nobody has been since Mao Zedong back in the 1950s. He's not only president and head of the army, head of the Chinese Communist Party. They've also set up a dozen what are called small groups within the party, a small group to control the economy, a small group to control national security, a small group for internal security. He's the head of all those little groups. So all the levers of power are in his hands. President Trump called him the King of China. Well, he's all that and more. He's an emperor. And he's got a lot of people assisting him in carrying out his policies and oppressing, sadly, the Chinese people.
Well, and their goal is to bake to control the world. Their whole vision has always been, even way, way back, was that they should control the world, and to the extent that they can, they will. And that anything beyond China was sort of subhuman, wasn't it?
Well, China thought of itself as the only civilized country in the world, and it was surrounded by what it considered to be barbarians. When we first arrived in China, the British and the Portuguese, we were called the Western Barbarians, the barbarians from beyond the seas. When I went to China, I was the first American scholar allowed to go and do research in China back in 1979, 1980. And when I walked through the streets, I could hear people say, look at the foreign devil. There goes the foreign devil. So this animosity towards foreigners, this idea of the natural, cultural, and economic and military superiority of China goes way, way back in history, and it survived to the present day. And, of course, it's being encouraged by the government because the Chinese Communist Party realizes that nobody in China really wants to be communist. They don't want the state to own everything because they tried that in the 50s, 60s, and 70s of the last century, and it drove everybody into poverty and killed about 40 million people from famine. So they don't want to be communist. So the state, the Chinese Communist Party, now uses as the basis of its legitimacy this xenophobic, racist, ultranationalist appeal to national greatness, saying, you, the Chinese people, are the most intelligent people in the world. You have a natural right to rule the rest of the countries that China is surrounded by. China really doesn't have neighbors in the sense that the United States has neighboring countries like Mexico and Canada. China either has surrounded by tributary states or enemies. And you can either be a tributary state of China and you can kowtow and do what China wants, or you're regarded by Beijing as an enemy. You either have to be one or the other.
And troops, this is Colonel Danny Gillum. There's a lot more to talk about China, particularly what's going on now, today, and the future. And Steve is going to stay with us. Troops, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. Then take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back. Mike Hewitt here. There's a great conflict of choices raging across America. Two very different paths lay before you. One calls for socialism, something for nothing, but never enough. Its weapons are division, fed by anger and frustration. The other path is meritocracy, which is driven by what you do, how hard you work, how much you're willing to invest in yourself by learning all you can learn. For me, this is an easy decision to make. There are few things better in life than the feeling you have at the end of the day when you've worked hard and have advanced yourself. Is working hard and making yourself better the easier of the two paths? Absolutely. And it's rewarding, not only a feeling of self-worth and personal achievement, but it's the better path for your family. Meritocracy doesn't recognize division and anger. It only knows effort and achievement. It's what happens when you drive yourself rather than getting caught up in the social fires that more often than not serve someone else other than you at your expense. Folks, it's just common sense. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-8113. 1-800-273-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation on China, the bully of Asia, with Steve Mosier. Steve, I read just this week that sometime this month, China's paramilitary demolished a Christian megachurch home to about 50,000 worshipers, and the government basically said the Christians have admitted their mistake. They're not going to trust Jesus. They're going to trust the party. That really did happen, didn't it?
Well, it really did, and it reminds me of the kinds of things that happened back in the 1950s when the Chinese Communist Party had just come to power and was determined to stamp out Christianity overnight, and the persecution was intense. Tens of thousands of people were arrested. Some were tortured and killed. Others were imprisoned for long periods of time. Churches were shut down. The lights were turned out. We're now reverting to a kind of new cultural revolution in China. 50 years later, Xi Jinping does not like the idea that there are actually now more Christians in China than there are members of the Chinese Communist Party. We talked about 90 million members of the Chinese Communist Party. We've got well over 100 million Christians in China today. The faith is spreading rapidly because there is a spiritual vacuum in China. You know, communism is the god that failed. People don't want to go back to the days of the Cultural Revolution. They really don't want to treat the new emperor, Xi Jinping, as a god, which he's basically demanding. And so they're looking elsewhere for solace, and they're turning to God in large numbers. The state doesn't like that. The Chinese Communist Party sees that as a threat. And so it is arresting pastors. It is closing down underground churches. They just passed a new law saying that any illegal religious assembly, which is, of course, a code word for a home church where people meet and pray, will see its leaders arrested and heavy fines imposed on everybody who participates. And any money collected by the state is a tax. So the persecution is intensifying. I know the Golden Lampstand Church outside of the city of Xi'an in north central China. The whole province, Shanxi, is an area where there were lots of missionaries 100 years ago, 200 years ago, and a high percentage of the population is Christian. That's exactly what the Chinese Communist Party is apparently not going to tolerate anymore. So I think we will see the persecution intensify. We need to continue to hammer China on human rights, on freedom of conscience, on freedom of religion.
Well, that's an understatement. And in my opinion, as we started this out, I mentioned that I consider China to be the biggest threat to the United States, not just the United States, but to the world peace. They truly have always thought of themselves as the dominant power in the world, or should be the dominant power in the world. They see us, I think, with some validity as the superpower in decline. Looks to me like we are, too. And they clearly are building their military, their economy. They're on the move up, aren't they?
They are, you know, and it didn't matter back in the 1950s so much when Chairman Mao said, you know, after we socialize China, we're going to set up a global control committee to control the world, because it was kind of a joke at the time. They had an economy that was about the size of Chile's. People could barely feed themselves. Well, it's no joke anymore. When Xi Jinping goes to Davos, as he did last year, and says the world needs to reorganize its economic activity around China. When he announces the New Silk Road Initiative, where China is going to spend well over $1 trillion, building roads, railroads, and ports to link Europe and Central Asia with China in order to reorient the world's economy around China. It's no joke anymore. China does have a large and growing economy, and it's using its increased economic weight to build a military. A military, of course, that where all the weapons are designed to defeat the United States in the event of conflict.
Yes, I absolutely see that as something that they're doing. As a matter of fact, I suspect they're doing a lot of that military building using the interest on the loans that they made to us, aren't they?
Well, they are. We have seen over the last 20 years, Colonel, the largest transfer of wealth in human history from the United States to China. And it came about in large part because we allowed China, 1999, we had a vote allowing China to join the World Trade Organization on the promise of China's government that they would open their markets to American-made goods. No sooner was the ink dry on the agreement than China began to violate it. And, of course, the ongoing cyber theft, the cyber war against U.S. government and private companies, the old traditional espionage is going on apace, as we know. That and the fact they've kept their markets closed while dumping cheap Chinese-made goods in our markets has resulted in trillions and trillions of dollars of wealth being transferred from the United States to China. And intellectual property, about $600 billion in intellectual property is stolen by China each year. Over time, that's a lot of trillions of dollars as well. So I think we made a major strategic blunder, a historical blunder in letting China join the world economy on the understanding they would play by the rules. They don't recognize any rules other than the ones they make themselves. When they claimed the South China Sea a few years ago, the Philippines went to the Hague Tribunal and said, the International Arbitration Institute in The Hague, and said, look into China's claims and see if they're legitimate. Well, the Hague Tribunal said, no, they're absolutely illegitimate. China has no right to claim the entire South China Sea. Xi Jinping, the new Red Emperor, said that agreement is so much waste paper. We don't need to pay attention to it at all. They signed another agreement to allow Hong Kong to keep its independent economic and legal system for 50 years. That was 20 years ago. And just recently they said that agreement is no longer valid. It has only historical value. So they've torn up that agreement as well. I, in fact, can't think of an agreement that China has kept after signing it. So they play by their own rules. They don't want to join the U.S.-dominated world order. They want to create their own world order with China at its center. And the only thing that stands in the way of that is the United States of America and its allies. And so if we don't stand up to China, the world in the future is going to be a very different place. And quite frankly, it's going to be under, if China's dominant, the world will be less free, less democratic, human rights will be less respected, economic development will be stifled, the world's industrial base and technological base will move to China, and the rest of us will be suppliers of raw materials, farm products, and purchasers of Chinese-made goods. But that's the world that China envisions.
But other than that, it'll be pretty good, won't it? You know, that is really their view. I'm glad to hear you articulate it that well. As I remember reading it, China has now the second largest economy in the world, right behind the United States.
Yes, it does. And that economy continues to grow. This is not a council of despair. I think that we still control our own destiny. China is not without its weaknesses. Let me point out a couple. One is they have a huge debt problem. We talk about the United States debt of $20, $21 trillion. China has a debt of 300% of its gross domestic product. Our debt is about a third of that. So they do have a possibility of a major debt crisis. They also, because of the one-child policy, people have heard about that.
Yes.
It's been around for decades. Because of that one-child policy, 400 million people have been eliminated from the Chinese population. Chinese Communist Party is very proud of the fact. They brag about the fact that they've eliminated 400 million people. Many of those people were eliminated as babies in utero who were forcibly aborted. China has, because of the one-child policy, set up a demographic trap for itself. It's aging more rapidly than any human population has ever aged. There is now a nationwide labor shortage in China. That's hard to do, you know, create a labor shortage in the most populous country in the world. But China's done it because of the mismanagement of China's demographics under the one-child policy. So China has some problems. It has alienated most of its neighbors are now very fearful of China. You look at India, where they have troop confrontations on a regular basis with Chinese forces. You look at all of China's neighbors, Vietnam, Taiwan, of course, Japan, South Korea, the Philippines. All of these countries are now afraid of China's growing military might and the fact that it behaves like a bully. like The Bully of Asia.
Steve, thank you. By the way, folks, The Bully of Asia is an amazing book, and we're going to give away a copy of that book at the end of the show. Steve, I presume that book's available at all good bookstores and Amazon and other places, right?
Absolutely. It's available also from my shop, which is the Population Research Institute. The website is pop.org. That's pop.org. And if you get a copy from us, I'll have a chance to autograph it before I send it out.
Troops, I really, really recommend you read this book. This is amazing. Steve, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your concern for the safety of our nation. Thank you for your service to our nation. I'm proud to know you and want to call you friend.
Well, I think we all need to be aware of the China threat and work together to meet it.
Here's our Stand Tall Troop report. This is where we find an outstanding performance of duty, and we're privileged to honor this fine troop. Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole knew the art of the deal before President Trump published the 1987 book of the same name. The two shared a stage under the Capitol Dome as Dole, 94, recently accepted Congress's highest civilian honor, the Congressional Gold Medal, for his World War II service and decades of work in the House and Senate. The president called Dole a patriot and gave tribute to Dole's struggle as a veteran who worked his way back from a grievous shoulder wound that he suffered in Italy. "He knows about grit," said Trump. But it was Bob Dole's pension for working across the aisle that earned him his latest award, according to the legislation. Leadership, he said in remarks read by his wife Elizabeth, begins with a long view. Dole was a lifetime advocate for the disabled American veterans, highlighted by his key role that he played in advancing the Americans with Disabilities Act in 1990. By then, he'd begun collecting more of the nation's highest honors. President Ronald Reagan gave Dole the Presidential Citizens Medal in 1989. Clinton followed with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, in 1997. Bob Dole displayed some trademark wit in thanking the other speakers for the kind words, quote, "They're probably not true, but they're kind," unquote. So stand tall, Army vet Bob Dole. Frontlines of Freedom and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking about how our military commissaries get supplied and how Spartan Nash honors veterans. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, go somewhere and run some wind sprints through the snow if necessary. Then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Then finally put a big smile on your proud to be an American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The indications are that he's not going to exercise that. And I would just tell my fellow citizens, if you're interested in whether or not the dossier was used in court proceedings and you're interested in whether or not it was funded by a political opponent, then you'll want to see the memo.
Those are comments of Trey Gowdy regarding the FBI and the FISA Act. Now, the president does have until 5 days to agree to let the public take a look at this document. Congressman Gowdy does believe that will happen, although the Democrats, he said, did everything in their power to keep this memo from seeing the light of day.
My Democrat colleagues didn't want us to find this information. They did everything they could to keep us from finding this information.
We're hearing President Donald Trump will lay out an optimistic vision for the United States and what the White House is calling a unifying address during his first State of the Union address tonight. We're hearing about 10 to 15 Democrats do plan on boycotting the State of the Union tonight. overnight. For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
With the State of the Union about 8 hours from now, what can we expect to hear from President Trump? Well, Mick Mulvaney is the White House Budget Director. He says one of the things the president will highlight is an upbeat tone.
I think you're going to see a very upbeat